To be honest, before I came to Parsons in New York, United States, I did not think that I would be able to live independently in a foreign country, because I haven't lived in a dormitory before, nor practiced my self-care ability, and I also think that I would not be able to understand the classes because of my poor English. But when I really lived this kind of life, I found out that I could do a lot of things that I've never thought about before. Of course, there were many things that went wrong and fell, but I still find that my ability is greater than I think, and I learned a lot from my college life. The first thing is communication. When I found out that my roommates were all Americans, I didn't really react much, because I really anticipated this situation. However, when I tried to communicate with them, I encountered great obstacles. Even now, it is difficult for me to participate in their group dialogue and discussions. I mean, I can sit with them and pretend that I understand what they're talking about, but I can't actually give any feedbacks because I don't really understand their jokes or what they're laughing about, or I am just less confident. But I'm glad that I have an environment where I can practice my oral English, and I'm trying to understand how they think. I realize that only when I become more active, I can form a virtuous cycle, which is good for me to practice my English, which is very important to me. The second is to pay more attention to the art around me. Unlike Shanghai, New York is really a city full of art and inspirations. When I walk on the road, I can catch many things that can inspire me, which is really great and one of the reasons why I like this city so much. Chelsea has a lot of galleries, big and small. I pass by a lot on my way to school, but I often forgot to visit them later. I find it really important to carry a pen, diary, book, and a mobile phone with me to record my inspiration at the critical moment. The third is not missing any classes. The biggest mistake I made this semester was that I missed too many classes, which was really fatal. I thought I would not be absent from any classes at the beginning of the semester, but I made a big mistake. There were too many times that I just wanted to stay in bed instead of going to class. I think it has something to do with how far I live from school, but for the most part, it's just my own problem. Apart from the time I felt sick and ill, I don't know why I didn't want to go to classes so much of the time, but I know I was really doing something wrong. At the end of the semester, I had to rush to make up for my absence, but sometimes I missed so many classes that I could not even make up for them. This really depressed me, but it also taught me a really important lesson, which is not missing any classes. As for this class, the theme of the class is fake, and it is the opposite from not real. And it can be a positive world, a negative world, or a neutral world. I think we talked about this in the first class, and I think the idea of fake runs through all our four projects, from the five personas at beginning to the recreation monument at the end. I think a lot of the ideals in these projects are like gain the ideals and knowledge from an original object and then recreate them, and I like that kind of idea. Anyway, this semester is coming to an end, and this year is coming to an end. I think I have experienced a lot of happy and useful things in this semester, and I have grown a lot, but I also made some mistakes and learned a lot. I look forward to the second semester of next year, when I can put what I've learned this semester into practice.